reach the city. Seattle, Washington. I work here. I'm a jock.
Wednesday, March 5th, my partner and I were working the afternoon shift. My partner is Sergeant Rogers. My name's Captain Lockjock. Hello, Sarge.
Well, good afternoon, Capitan.
Let's check the police blotter and see what kind of caseload we have today.
Dateline Seattle.
Seattle.
Rather unusual bust in downtown Seattle this week.
Good bust, huh?
A 52-year-old man arrested after police were forced to disarm him by literally disarming his arm.
What?
Say what, you say?
Disarming his arm.
Couple of, here's what happened. Couple of officers.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Please. Disarming his arm. I got an idea. I don't want to know. Why don't we just go on to the next story?
Captain doesn't get off so easy today. A couple of officers talking with a citizen.
Yeah.
In a 100 block of Pike Street. This should give you an indication of what's going down here. Anybody in the 100 block of Pike Street at night is in bad trouble. Well, anyway, there was this conversation going on. It was interrupted by a man who muttered something about he didn't like cops. Which was a mistake number one on this guy's part. Well, the cops told him to leave.
Yeah.
Not once, but three times.
Not once, but three times. Three mints in one.
That's right. And when he finally started to walk away,
yeah,
he got out of it. The man swung his artificial arm, which contained a hook at the end of it, at the head of one of the officers, luckily missing his head.
Yeah.
So the cops then swung into action, and in the process of subduing this guy, his artificial arm came off. Suspect was booked on misdemeanor charges, and his arm was entered into evidence because it was being used as a weapon at the time, which in turn made things real tough in jail for him. You know, when he tried to eat his Wheaties at breakfast, you know, he had real trouble eating the breakfast. Hey, you can't lift the spoon up. Well, there's a moral.
I know what the moral is. What's
moral of this case is, see, you don't mess with the long arm of the law if you're only armed with an arm. That's the moral of the story.
No one is safe.
No one
from
is
the long arm of the law.
Long arm of the law.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you got to keep at least an arm's length away from them guys.
Who was it, Dr. Hook?
Dr. Hook. Yeah, times have been tough in record biz.
Oh, okay.
What a rude thing to do to a guy.
Long arm of the law.
Yeah.
Here's a strange case out of the Midwest.
Yeah.
Strangely enough. Reported by United Press International.
Yeah.
An Illinois man, Robert Watson, came up with a novel idea which made his Halloween party a real hit.
Yeah? You all right?
He decided to serve a platter of hog eyeballs.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh, hog eyeballs. Oddly enough, the food was hardly touched.
No kidding.
The eyeballs were said to be so sickening that several guests left the party severely nauseous.
Oh, my Lord.
Finally, one of the guests complained to Watson and demanded he remove the eyeballs.
Hog eyeballs.
Well, Watson refused, saying he went to a lot of trouble to find the eyeballs and that they were actually edible. The guest says, oh, yeah, well, then you eat one. They made a bet. He says, I bet you won't eat one.
Oh, my
God. Well, Watson obliged.
Oh, you're kidding.
Watson picked up one of the eyeballs and woofed it down. However, the bettor refused to pay, claiming Watson did not chew the eyeball before he swallowed it.
Well.
Watson quickly accused the man of welching and went to his closet where he produced a shotgun.
Oh my God.
And shot the man in the butt.
You're kidding me.
Watson was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon.
That is rude.
Watson was sentenced to a jail term, but will be out in time for another Halloween party, which he promises will be even more fun than last year.
Oh my god. Oh, Jesus. That is a killer.
Can't you just see some guy serving hog eyes?
Here's looking at you.
Well, you think that's bad? You should have heard what he was playing on the stereo.
What's that?
Time we have,
thank goodness,
for today. Be listening again for more exciting true life cases.
Here's looking at you.
Until then, we'll keep an eye out for you. I'm Gary Lockwood's world famous police blotter.